Begin the current daf, Masechtas Megillah, daf Yud Beis. Begin 13 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues expounding the beginning Pesukim in Megillas Esther. So in the third Pasuk, again where it started off in the days of Achashverosh, when it was in the third year, it says, of his rule, he made a party for all his ministers and all his servants, and it says that it was Chel Paras Amada, he had the armies of Persia and Media, Harpartimim, the noble, where here it has the nobleman near Madai. Yet, however, it says at the end of Megillas Esther, "Lamalchei Madai uParas," for the kings of Madai and Paras. Here, it doesn't have Partimim, the ministers next to Madai. Here, it has the kings near Madai. So Amar Rabbi explains, "Asnuya asnu b'hadadi." Persia and Media had a pact. Iminon malchei, if from you are the kings, so menaychi. Minaychu ifrachis, then you're going to be the ministers. Minaychu malchim, you're going to be the kings. Minan ifrachis, then from us, give me the ministers. Meaning, yes, at times Madai were the partimim, but at times Madai were the malachim, because again, that was what they did. That was the pact that they had, where one was going to be the kings and the other one's the ministers. That's how they formed their government together, and therefore that's why one place says partimim near Madai, another place says malchim near Madai. Now, the pasuk continues regarding this party that he had. Says that where he was showing off the wealth and the honor of his kingship. So Amar Bisra Chanina, what does it refer to? This tells us that he was wearing the Kohen Gadol's garments, the Kohanic garments, where he had the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, where they brought from Yerushalayim, which this was after the Churban Bayis Rishon, before they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know this? Because Ksiv Hachat says over here, Yerkar Teferes Gedulasei, that it was the honor of his splendor, his greatness. Ksiv Hasim, it says over there in Shemais, L'chavit L'safaris, when it talks about the Big Day Kuhuna, says for honor and for Teferes, for splendor, therefore use the same terminology to tell us that what he was showing off was the Kohen Gadol's garments that he was wearing. Now, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, says, when these days completed, after he made this huge party for 180 days for all the people, so then he made for all the people that were in Shushan HaBir, where this, the capital city was, from big to small, he made a party for 7 days, B'chatzar Ginas HaMelech, B'chatzar Ginas Beis HaMelech. So Rabbi Shmuel, regarding this order that he did, that he first made 180 days for everyone else, and then 7 days for the people of his hometown, we have a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Chadam Amelch Pekechai. One says he was a smart king, but Chadam Amelch Tipeshai. The other one says he was a foolish king, as the Gemara explains. Mandam Amelch Pekechai. The one that says he was a smart king, that he had the party for all those who lived from far away before he made the party for this inhabitants of a city. Shaper Avid Dekar Vechika Bereishai. He was very smart that he first made the party from those of far first. Because the name Masi, because the people from his town call Amos the Bay Mephaislo. Whenever he wants to, they're available, he could appease them at any time. But those afar, he doesn't always have the opportunity, so he did them first. But the one that says that he was foolish, no, the he should first have gotten close and done a party for the people of his city first, because the Imar de Behanach, because if any from he was talking about his rule over the whole world. If others come and rebel against him, at least Han have a comment about that. At least those from his city will be with him and support him, and therefore you should first take care of those close to you, then those far, and therefore that's their machlekes. Now, relating to this party that Achashverosh made, which is what the beginning Pesukim that we're quoting over here in Megillas Esther, so the Gemara brings that Shalu Tamid Ves Reb Shimon Yichai. The students asked Reb Shimon Yichai, Memnei Ma Neschayivu, why were they liable? Seinein and Shei Yisrael, which is always a euphemism, which refers, it's like, as if it says the enemies of the Jewish people, but it means the Jewish people. Shabbai Sadr, and that generation, Kalei, to be wiped out. That was the decree, what Haman was trying to do, and it required a miracle to be saved. Why were they liable to be wiped out? Samalehem Imratim. So first the Rebbe said, you say it in their interpretation. So Amalei, they said to him, because they benefited, they had pleasure from the meal of that wicked person, which like we see was even using the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, he was wearing the big Kohen Gadol, that was such a disgrace, that for that it was fit for them to be wiped out. On that says Reb Shimon Yochai, but imkain, if that would be the case, and only the Jews in Shushan, who they were the ones that went, they should be killed out. But all the Jews in the world shouldn't be killed out. So Amalei, they said to him, Amarata, so you say the interpretation. So Amalehem, he said to them, because in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, they bowed down to an idol many years before. That was still at the end of this Gullah, that was in the beginning of Gullah's bubble. This was at the end of that. Because of that, they were worthy of being killed out. So they said to him, so how did they merit to be a miracle? Is there some like inappropriate favor Hashem did to them and saved them? So Amalehem, he said to them, no, the Jewish people only did it out of fear, on the surface. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo asa men ela lefnim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom also only did to them, only on the outside to scare them. That's what says the pasuk in Eicha, ki lo ina mi libay, because he doesn't have this affliction from his heart. Mean to say, if it's on the outside, then all they had was the scare on the outside, but the actual being wiped out, that they didn't do that with the Zohar on the inside, and therefore they weren't killed out. Now, the end of that pasuk that we just quoted says that he made a party for them bechazar ginas, in the courtyard of the garden, binas hamelech, of the palace of the king. So what are these terminologies? Rav Shmuel says, yeah, there was three different levels. Chad Omer, the one says, haroi l'chatzur l'chatzur. Whoever was fit to be in the courtyard was in the courtyard. Whoever was greater, haroi l'gina l'gina, whoever was fit to be in the garden went to the garden. Haroi l'bisan l'bisan, whoever was fit to be in the palace went to the palace, depending on your status. V'chad Omer, one says, no. Hashivim b'chatzur l'chatzur kasim. First he placed them into the courtyard, it didn't fit them. Begina, so then he put them into the garden, l'chatzur kasim, it still didn't contain them all. Until he brought them into his house, into the palace, and then that was able to fit everyone from the town. Now, the Mesnidatan in the Brisa we learned a different interpretation. No, he put them in the courtyard. And he made two openings for them from the party in the courtyard. One opened up into the garden, and one opened up into the palace, and therefore it was in the courtyard, but it was still Ginas and Bisan over there, because the openings into the garden and into the palace. Now, said that what was there regarding all the different things that were part of the elements there at the party were chur, karpas, v'tcheles. So tcheles we know is blue. What is the other elements? Tcheles is blue wool. What was the other things? Says the Gemara, chur. What was chur? So Rav Amar chari says that it was needlework that was these lattice work that they made, which has these holes. So the tapestry that was used over there was chari chari, which means holes. It had holes, but it was this delicate needle point. Now Shmuel Amar, he says, no, chur means that melas levana hitzilahem. He spread out for them sheets of white wool, because he learns chur is from the word of chibra, of white. And that's what chur refers to. Says Gemara, what does karpas refer to? So Rabbi Yisrael Bechanin, it says, karim shel pasim, kar is kar and pas. Kar is cushions, his cushions shall pass him of fine wool. That's what they used, what they were sitting on. Now, and the pasuk says it was al galili kesef, on silver rods, vamudei sheish, and on marble pillars, mitei zav v'chesef, couches of gold and silver. So, what was it on? What were the elements? So, Tanya learned the Brayis Yudam, he says, harole kesef v'chesef, whoever was fit to sit on silver, sat on silver. Harole kesef, lezav, whoever had a higher status of gold, sat on gold. On that, Amalei Ibn Nechemi says, but if that would be the case, then you're going to make envy at the meal. He doesn't want people being jealous, looking, oh, look what he got, look what I got. So, Ella, rather, Heim Shal Kesef. No, the couches were of silver, v'reglein shel zav, and the legs were of gold. Now, it says that it was on floors of Bahat Vashesh. What does that mean? So, Amar Basi says, the floor was made out of avanim, out of stones, besides the marble, that shemischaitet tois al balein. So the word bahat, hay and ches are interchangeable, from chait, shemischaitet tois al balein. In other words, these were stones that a person comes by with great difficulty. Mechatet means you have to really put in that sweat and put in the effort to get them until you get them, and they cost a lot. And similarly, we find the pasuk in Zechariah, where the pasuk praises precious gems, where it says, Avni Nezer, stones of the crown, misnoisesais, which, from the word of like a Nisayan, it comes through great tests, alad masai, on his land, which the pasuk is talking about the Jewish people in the future, that they're going to be very precious amongst all the nations of the world, like the stones of the crown, which are hard to come by. Those are the type of stones that the Jewish people are going to be like in the future, and also that was on the floor by the party of Ahasuerus. Now the end of the pasuk says, v'dar v'secharis, which again, these are all the different elements that were there at the party. What's dar v'secharis? So Rav Amar, he says, duri duri, that the stones, these precious gems that we were talking about, were in rows around and around of the what was there. Now, because secharis is also means like a terminology of sechar, means to go around. So therefore, these precious gems were encased all around that what was there at the party. Now, Shmuel Amar gives a different interpretation. He says, no, Evan Tevi Yesh Bekarach Hayam, there's a precious gem, precious stone, that's in the maritime cities, the cities by the seas, the Dara Shema, its name is Dara. Hashiva Ve'am Tzasud, he put it in the middle of the party, Umeir Lehem Katzarayim, and that lit up for them like the midday sun, where the Secharis, like the Ches, like we said, is interchangeable with Hey, it's like the word of Sahara. Sahara means the afternoon, and therefore that was what it means of the Secharis. Now, the Bir Bishmol Tana in the Braisa of the Shibir Bishmol, they learned, no, it means something else. What he did special for this party was Shekor Dror L'chol Bali Schera. Dar is from the word, is by the word Dror, and Secharis is Schera, where he did a thing for the people of his kingdom that he removed the taxes. Dror is like he made it free for them, tax free for all the people that work in merchandise. That's Secharis, that's Secharis. Now, the pasuk says, "V'hashkes b'klei zav." They drank from the golden vessels, b'kelim mikelim shayim, and all types of unique and different types of vessels. Now, the Gemara says the word shouldn't be shayim, mishunim b'yalei. It should be different. Mishunah is the word, not shayim. So, Maravi says because this is referring, as we mentioned previously, by the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. So on that says Rava, he says, Yatza Baskal V'Amrlam. A heavenly voice came out and said to them, to the party of Achashverosh, Rishonim, the earlier ones, referring to Bashetz and his whole crew, as we mentioned in the previous daf, Kalu B'mnei Kalim, they got wiped out. Bashetz was killed because of the vessel of the Beis Hamikdash that they used. V'atim Shonim B'hem, and you are repeating the same mistake? So that's where Kalim and Kalim, these vessels you're using, are Shonim, you're repeating it and doing the same mistake. Now the pasuk says that B'yein Malchus, royal wine, Rav, there was much of that. Now, what is this Rav? So Amar Rav, he says, Melamed shekol echad ve'echad, each that teaches that every single person there at the party, Hishkeu yain, they gave him to drink wine, Shegodl himen b'shan, that was older than him in years, which no matter what, how old the person was, they gave him wine that was aged longer. And it says, Vashtiya kadas, the drinking was according appropriateness. Now, my kadas, what does it mean according to the law? So Amar B'chan, Mishum Remei, kadas shel Torah, according to the law of the Torah. Which is Madashal Torah, just like the Torah law, Achila Merub Mishtiya, there's more eating than drinking, as we find by the consumption of the Mizbeach, where there's more eating than drinking. Like we find by a carbon, a par, a bull that's brought, and it has three Israelim of flour that's eaten on the Mizbeach, and only a libation of a half of a hin, which is less than that. So too that party of that wicked person was Achila Merub Mishtiya, was more eating than drinking. When it says that it was Ein Oinus and the drinking was not forced, this teacher because that teaches that every single person at the party, they gave him to drink wine from his country that he was used to, which wouldn't easily intoxicate him, and therefore everyone drank according to what they were pleased with, because it was their wine that they're used to. Now, Lassus could say ish ve'ish, to do according to the will of every single man. Amar Ravi, he says, what that means to say is ish v'ish, it was according to the will of one man and another man, means lasis ketzain Mordechai v'Haman, means it was the party was, the drinking was according to the will of Mordechai and Haman, who they were, what's called the Sahar Mashkims, they were the ones who were pouring the drinks at the party of Achashverosh. Where do we find they're called ish? Mordechai, the Sib, like it says in Megillah, ish Yehudi, a man that's a Yehudi. Haman, ish tzar v'ayev, by Haman we find the man that's the enemy, that's the hater, that we see that he's called the ish there too, and therefore that means kitzayin ish ve'ish. Now it says that gam Vashti Amalka asasam mishtei noshim beis amalchas. That also Queen Vashti, she made a party for the women in the royal house. So the Gemara says beis hanoshim ibayalei. Should have said in the house of the women. Why is it beis hamalchas? So I'm a Rava because shneim ledvar aver neskavna. Really, not just Achashverosh, as we're going to shortly explain, intended for inappropriateness at the party, but actually both of them. Vashti also had that intent. And therefore it says, Beis HaMalchus, because she really wanted the party to be with the men, not Beis HaNoshim. And Hayinu D'Amri Inchi, this is what people say, Ihu Bekare, he's with his large pumpkins, Vitzin, his wife, although it's not as obvious the licentiousness by the woman, but by Tzinei, it's with the small gourds, which is like a smaller family of those pumpkins. In other words, the same thing that he wanted, that he was a Nayef, he was an adulterer, she was an adulteress. Which he said, oh, let's show her beauty to the world. She also wanted that. She wanted that people should look at her beauty too. Now, the pasuk continues, says that Bayemishvi, on the seventh day of the party, Katoiv Lev HaMelech Bayoin, when the king's heart was good with wine, then the next part of the narrative continues. Now, the Gemara asks, Atu Ad Hashta Leitav Libi B'Chamri, what? It took 7 days for his heart to be good with wine? What do you mean he had the best wine? Why does it say only on the seventh day? So, Marabe says, Yemishvi, this seventh day, Shabbos Hayim, was the seventh day of the week, which is Shabbos. And the pasuk is coming to allude to something. Shisrael eichel m'sheisna. Shabbos, the Jewish people, they eat and they drink. Not maschilim, but divrei Torah, but divrei tishbuches. They start over Torah words and with words of praise to Hashem. Avloiv dekachavim, but the idol worshippers shaleichel m'sheisna. They eat and they drink. Ein maschilim ele but divrei tiflis. They start off with foolishness. V'chein b'sudasit shaleisa rosh. And that's what the pasuk is coming to contrast by saying it was the day of Shabbos to see. Look what happened by their party. V'chein b'sudasit shaleisa rosh. So too by the party of that wicked person. What were they talking about? Halalo Imrim Madias Nois. So these men were saying, oh, the Median women, they're beautiful. Valalo Imrim Parsias Nois. And those men would say, no, the Persian women, they're beautiful. So Amal Machashver, Achashver said to them, Klisha ani mishtamish bai, the vessel that I utilize, euphemistically regarding his wife, Einu loy modiai v'loy parsi, she's not Median, she's not Persian, elikazdi, she's Chaldean. Ritzayin chil nereisa, do you want to see her? Amalei in, they said yes, ubavach te aruma, but as long as she's naked. Says the Gemara, shebemidisha, the mighty, the famous dictum of retribution, in the measurement that a person measures, ba maidin loy, that's how it gets measured back to him. Malaman, this teaches us, Shahisa Vashti Harasha, that the wicked Vashti, Mevia Banes Yisrael, she would bring the Jewish girls, Umafshid Narumah, she would unclothe them, strip them naked, Va'is Ben Malacha B'Shabbos, she would have them do work on Shabbos. So here's this exactly what's happening. On Shabbos is her order to come undressed in front of them. Now, this is what it says, that Achad Var Me'ela, after this whole incident happened, Keshei Chamas HaMelech HaChashverish, that the anger of the king of HaChashverish calmed down, when they already killed Vashti, Zachar is Vashti v'es asher asasa. He recalled his wife Vashti and what was done. V'es asher nigzala and what was decreed on her. Now it says v'es asher asasa, what she did and what was decreed on her, which is this idea. Keshem shah asasa, like she did, which was to have them come aruma, kach nigzala, that was what was decreed on her. And as the pasuk says, as the Gemara quotes, but timayna malke Vashti, the queen Vashti, she refused to come in a state of undress. Now says the Gemara, b'mechli, let's see, as we mentioned before, pritz tahavya, she was an immoral woman. Dama ma, like the master said, shnim l'barveir niskabnu, both of them intended for sin. My time Allah said, why didn't she come? She wanted to show off her beauty to the men. Amarbis b'chanin, it says, melamet shaparcha b'tzaras. This actually teaches that it sprouted in her a negev tzaras, of this type of negev affliction, this like leprosy type of thing, and therefore she didn't want to come in a state of undress and show herself off in that state. Which Yerushalmi says, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says Asher Nigzerala, which was decreed on her, and it says by King Uzziyahu, who says in Divrei Yom Beis Perchavav Vayeshev Beis Achavshes Mitzayra Ki Nigzer Mi Beis Hashem. So just to go by there, it says a decree from Hashem was tzaras. So to over here, when it says a decree, like we says in the pasuk we just quoted, that it was nigzer alah, was also referring to tzaras that she had. Obemasnitotan, the Brisa was taught, as famous as kids all know, Bo Gavril v'asla zanav, the Malach Gavril came along and made for her a tail, and in that type of state, no woman wants to come and show herself off. Now the pasuk says, v'yiktsav ha-melech moed, the king got very upset. Says the Gemara, my dolka be'kuli ha, why did he forget him flared so much because his wife didn't want to come? So Amar Rabbi says, it wasn't just that she didn't come. Shalchale, she sent him the insulting words, Bar Ahurye da Abba, the stable man of my father, which he was like this underling under her father. Abba lekabel alfa chamri shati b'lay ravi, my father could drink 1,000 cups of wine and not get intoxicated, as the pasuk says about him in Daniel Perikei. But who gaver, that man referring to her husband, Achashverosh, ishtati b'chamri, becomes a fool when he drinks wine. So she insulted him. Miyad v'chamase barabai. So right away his anger flared up in him and he got very upset. Now, Vayem HaMelech HaChacham, so the king said to the sages, Machacham, who's the sages? Rabbanan, it's the Jewish rabbis. And how do we know this? Like the pasuk says, Yoyd Hi'itim, those who know the times, Sheyoydin La'abrishanim L'Kvay Chadashim, they know how to intercalate a year and to establish when the months are, because they know the Itim, the times with the constellations. So it was referring to the Jewish sages. So Amalui said to them, Dainuli, judge her for me. What should I do? That insult that she's doing to me right here at the party. So Amr, the sages, said to themselves, Hey Chanabe, what should we do? Namely, if we tell him to kill her, Lamachar Pasuk Lechamri, the next day, the wine's going to wear off a little bit. He's going to say, where's my wife? He's going to hold us responsible because we had her killed. Namely, Shavka, if we say, oh, leave her alone, Kamazazla B'malchusa, we're going to be considered disgracing the king, as if we don't care about the insult that she's doing to the king. So Amalai, they said to him, you know what, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Begalina Maritzeinu, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we got exiled from our lands, Nitla Eitzim Emenu, so counsel was taken from us, Ve'inonu Yoidin, Lodun, Dina Nefasha, we don't know how to value it in more capital punishment. Zilagabi Amen and Moyev, the Yasu B'dechtai, go to people of Amen and Moyev, that they stayed in their lands, Kechama the Yasu B'abdurdai, and they're like wine which is on its sediment, which is, it's settled. And says the Gemara B'taimu Amalai, they actually told them an appropriate response, because it most definitely is like that. When a person is calm and his intellect is settled, he's able to give counsel. It says a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says Shan and Mayav Minurov, that Mayav was peaceful from his youth, Vishaikit and who El Shamarav, and that he's in peace, he's still, for his sediments, V'lehurk m'kli el kli, and he wasn't poured from cup to cup. U'b'goyda lehalach, and those from Moiv, they didn't have to go into exile. Al-Kain, Amen Taimabai, therefore their taste is in them, V'reich le'namar, and they didn't lose his aroma, which is the wine stays good if it stays in that delicate situation, but like us, the Jewish people, we pour it from one to next, we go from one exile to the next, because of that, we don't have counsel anymore. So Mayad, therefore right away, the Pasuk says, so Vahakarvilov. So he asked those closest to him, which were Karshana, Shaser, Admasa, Tarshish, these were his advisors. So the Jewish rabbis didn't respond, so he went to them. So Amr Levi, he says, actually, Kol Pasuk said, this whole Pasuk, Ashum Karbanis Nem, was said regarding the Karbanis that the Jewish people brought. When it says Vahakarvilov, it doesn't mean those close to him, it means the terminology of Hakravas HaKarban, of sacrificing a carbon, which were the ministering angels were mentioning in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the karbanos that the Jewish people brought in front of him, to take revenge on Vashti, and that Esther Malka should come and take her place and become the new queen. Where do we see this? So Karshna is Amru Malachi Asharos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ministering angels sent in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world. Klumei Krivu Lefenecha, did these non-Jews sacrifice in front of you Karim B'nei Shana? So Karshna is Karim B'nei Shana, lambs in their first year, Kederch Shekrivu Yisrael Lefenecha, like the Jews sacrificed in front of you. When they said Shesar, it's Klumei Krivu Lefenecha Shtei Siren, did these non-Jews ever sacrifice in front of you like Jews do two turtle doves? Shtei Siren? Admasa, is Klum Banu Lefenecha Mizbech Adama? Did they build in front of you an altar made out of earth, which is what the Mizbech is called in the Torah? When they said Tarshish, Klum Shimshu Lefenecha Bebig Dekunda, did these non-Jews ever serve in front of you with the Kahana garments? The Chsibu, like it says in Shema, is Tarshish Veshayim V'yashveh, so it says Tarshish in regard to the Kahana garments. Meris, is Klum Merisu Bedam Lefenecha? Did they ever mix the blood in front of you? Which they would mix the blood of the Kehana so that it shouldn't congeal, because if it congeals, it's not fit to do this Zrikas Adam, which is the primary atonement of the carbon. So did they ever do this Meris? And Marsana is Klum Merisu Bimenachas Lefenecha. The extra nun is from the Menachas. Did they ever mix, which is Balila, which is the mixing of the flower offerings, did they ever mix flower offerings in front of you? Memuchan, Klum Hechinu, which Memuchan means preparing. Did they ever prepare Shulchan Lefenecha, the Shulchan which had the Lechem upon them, prepared on it in front of you? And therefore the Malachim are trying to protect the Jews by mentioning all the Karbanos to them. Now the Pasuk says, Vayim Memuchan. So he asked the Jewish rabbis, they didn't respond. He asked all these noblemen, and it says, Vayim Memuchan, who he's the last one mentioned, he spoke up and said that she should be killed, and so on and so forth. Now Tanu learned that Braisa Memuchan ze Haman. Actually, that was Haman. So why was it called Memuchan? Shemuchan Leparanius, because at this point already he was prepared for punishment, where ultimately he was going to be hung. Now Amr of Kahan, he learns out from him, and can we see, Shahed Yit Kaifetz Bereish, a simple person, he jumps first to speak. Because here we see in the sense of the nobleman, he was mentioned last. Obviously, he was the lowest of them all. And guess what? He jumps up first to say his piece. Now, one of the things he said that should be sent out letters to the whole world, which Ahasuerus was king of, and because of here his wife disobeyed him, Lias kol ish sar bevesa, that every man should be a ruler in his house. So Amar Rava, he says, Il moli igar surishan, if not for these first letters that Haman wanted to be sent out, which they obviously saw what a fool he is in the eyes of all the nations of the world. Had they not had those letters, lo nishtar misenein shel Yisrael, which again is a euphemism, it's saying that it wouldn't have been left over from the enemies of the Jewish people, but we don't say a curse on ourselves, but it means the Jewish people, would not have been remained sarid or paddled any remnants and survivors. Because all the people of the world would have been very swift in with the command of the king, which was the middle letters, which was later on, to kill the Jewish people. And they wouldn't have waited for the destined day, which was supposed to be, which was ultimately overturned. They would have done it right away. But Amri, the nations of the world, said, "My high deshadulon lias kol ish sar bevesa." What is he sending us here in these first letters? Every man should be a ruler in his house. Pshita, it's so obvious. Afil a karcha bevesa, even a weaver in this house, pardashcha lahavish, should be the ruler and the nobleman. Of course, what is a fool? And therefore, when they send the second letters to kill the Jewish people, like, okay, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Because if it wouldn't have been like that, they would say, oh, you're killed, they would have killed right away, and then it would have been done. And because they didn't, and they waited for the time, then it was ultimately overturned by the last letters. Now it says that after Vashti was killed, so the Pasuk says, V'yafker ha-melech pekidim, that the king let the announcers go out, that in all the kingdom of his countries, that they should gather all the young girls, and they should find all the beautiful girls to go ahead and be the next wife for Ahasuerus. So Amar Rav, he says, Maidach Siv, to explain this, he says, what does it mean the Pasuk in Mishlei? Kol Arum, whoever is smart, Yasa B'das, does with intelligence, but if Iksil Yifres Yivelis, but the fool, he spreads out his foolishness. So he says, Kol Arm Yasa B'das, whoever is smart does with intelligence, is that David, that refers to David, who was also looking for a new wife. The Pasuk says, Malachim Aleph, but Yemul Avadim, his servant said to him, Yivakshu La'doini HaMelech Nara B'sula, let them seek for my master, the king, a young Nara, a young girl. That David was only looking for one girl. So therefore, Kalman Dahabali Brahto, whoever had a daughter, Aisin Ale, brought in front of the messengers to see his daughter, maybe they'll find favor, and she'll become the next queen. But Uxilia for Zevels, but the fool spreads out his iniquity, his foolishness, Zachashvesh, because the Pasuk says, like we just quoted, Vyavkar Melch Pekidim, that the king sent out sentries to gather all the girls of the world that are beautiful, and everyone knows there's only going to be one wife, but he's going to go out and cohabit with each one of them. So, command Havali Brati Tamarmini, whoever had a daughter, hid. Why should my daughter, what's the chances that from all the world, she's going to be the one and she's going to have to go through that disgrace of having be with the king? And therefore, everyone hid their daughters. Now, it says later on that Ish Yehudi Hayi Beshushan Abir Begoymet, there was a man, a Yehudi, that was in the capital city of Shushan, Begoymet, etc., who was Ishimini, a man from Shevet Binyamin. Now, says the Gemara, my comma, what is the Pasuk saying? Eli Chusa Kasi, if it's coming to describe his lineage back to Binyamin, so Liachsiv Azla Binyamin, it should go through the lineage of saying Ben Kish, Ben Yer, it should take all the fathers going all the way to Binyamin. Elamash Nahani, why does it only mention Ben Kish and Ben Yer, and it says Yemini, but it doesn't go all the way back to Binyamin? So Tanu Lin Nabraisa, Kulan Al Shamay Nikru, all these names were really for talking about Mordechai himself, which Ben Yer means Ben Sheheire Neim Shal Yisrael B'Tfilasai, the son, the person that lit up the eyes of the Jewish people with his prayers. So that's why he's a Ben Yer. Like we said, Ben Olam Abba, he was a Ben Yer. Ben Shimi was Ben Sheshame El Tfilasai, he's the son that God heard his prayers. Ben Kish, Shehikish Al Shari Rachamim Ben Niftuchulai, that he banged on the gates of mercy and it was open for him. Therefore, that's why it's not saying that the children, that the fathers and grandfathers that he had for the Yichus, it was talking about describing who he was. Now, the Gemara asks, on the one hand, currently Yehudi, in the Pasuk it calls him a Yehudi, Sa'amim Yehudi Kasi, obviously he comes from Shevet Yehuda. But currently Yemini, but it calls him a Yemini, Amim Binyamin Kasi, obviously from Shevet Binyamin, which one? Some Rav Nachman, he says, Mordechai Muchta Benimusi Haya. Mordechai was crowned with good names, with appropriate yichas. That Amar Rabba B'chanam Rebishua Ben Levi says, Aviv Me Binyamin, his father was from Shevet Binyamin, Be'imam Yehuda, and his mother was from Shevet Yehuda, from two royal tribes, which we find those are the two tribes, Shaul from Binyamin and the David from Yehuda, he came from both. Now, Rabban Ami, they say a different interpretation. What happened is that the families and the Jewish people were fighting one with the other for the rights. Mishpachas Yehuda Meres, the family of Yehuda, was saying, you're right, he's from Shevet Binyamin, but Anogorm, I cause, says Shevet Yehuda, the Messiah of Mordechai, that Mordechai should be born. Although David should have killed Shimi ben Gera, but he didn't. And he was the grandfather of Mordechai, so Mordechai is here because of us. But Mishpachas Binyamin, I remember the family of Binyamin said, no, but Minoy Kasi, he comes from us. So therefore he calls him Yehudi and Yemini because they were fighting over the rights. Now Rava Amar, he says, actually, Knesset Yisrael Amar Le'idach Gisa. The Jewish people actually were saying it the opposite way. They're actually, each one screaming about their reliability and not in a praiseworthy way. Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini, the Jewish people were saying, caused us this pain. They were saying, Ra'u ma'as li Yehudi, ma'as shilm li Yemini. Look what the Shevet Yehuda did to me, and look what was repaid back to me by Shevet Binyamin. Ma'as li Yehudi, what does it mean that what did the Shevet Yehuda do to me? As a continuous time of Yedgilim and Aleph, to le'kat le'david le'shimi. David didn't kill Shimi, who was liable to be killed, and you know what happened? Disyal, him named Mordechai, and because of that Mordechai was born, Dimekani be'Haman, who Haman's upset at, and because of that he made a decree to kill all the Jewish people. Look what Shevet Yehuda did, now because of him, we have this trouble. And what did Shevet Binyamin pay me back? To like Kotli Shaul Agag. Shaul, who's from Shevet Binyamin, had the order to wipe out the Amalekis, and he didn't kill Agag. Yisyalib and the Haman, who from that was born Haman, the Mitzar, the Yisrael, who caused the pain to the Jewish people. So it's Yehudi and Yemini, who's what the Jewish people were complaining to both tribes, because of the two of you, we have this Tzara now with Mordechai and Haman. Yechalim, he gives a different interpretation. It says, La'olam b'Binyamin kasi. Yeah, truth is, he came from Shevet Binyamin. But my car le Yehudi, so why was it called a Yehudi? Shum shakafer b'Avay Dazar, because he denied idolatry. Shakala kaifa b'Avay Dazar, Nick Yehudi, whoever denies idolatry is called a Yehudi. He's maided to Rebbein Shalom, he denies Avay Dazar, because it's like the passage in Daniel. Itai guvrin Yehudain b'Gomer, that there is with me men that are Yehudin, which is referring to Hanan Meshav Azariah, and the end of the pasuk says, Le'alachach le'pachan, they don't bow down to your deities. And therefore, since they weren't bowing down to Avodah Zarah, that's why we called Yehudi. Therefore, Mordechai was the same thing. He didn't bow down to Haman, who he made himself into Avodah Zarah. So he was Yemini, but he's called Yehudi because he didn't do Avodah Zarah.